Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
And welcome, everybody. Great to be with you as we start a new week here of broadcasting on Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. So, let me ask you a question here that is comes to mind as I read this headline. Out of the Bend Bulletin, here's the headline. Timber deal is threatened by fight around cap and trade legislation. No, I'm not talking about the idea that, yeah, I had said this was what was happening behind the scenes. Because I had had this conversation with Herman Bertziger, and of course, he subsequently went on Lars Larson's show on Friday and talked about this. Okay? It's not that I expected that this was all triangulation. Remember, I've been telling you for months now that this is what Kate has been doing quietly behind the scenes. She's been talking to the two big timber. And folks, that ain't who Timber Unity is, and it ain't who the rural folks are that are threatened by cap and tax. It ain't big timber, but Kate, I mean, that's their MO, right? I mean, this is what they do. This is how they make things happen. She's very, believe me, folks, you don't underestimate this woman ever. You will do so at your own peril. It doesn't make what she does right, and it doesn't mean that we won't keep fighting her, but you don't underestimate her. She's been trying to co-opt and triangulate the Timber Unity movement because, folks, it shut them down because they have no answer, none. In fact, Kate is threatening to call the legislature into session every day, she says, if Republicans leave the state and shut it down. Really? Okay. Republicans need to call your bluff. Now, there's a couple of other things going on here that I'm going to predict to you, and we'll get into that in a moment, because two of them, well, one of them relates to campaigning and money. That's the first thing. The second thing is the way that the timber industry, if this deal gets shut down, and it takes a change in law to make it happen, if it gets shut down because Republicans leave, let me tell you how the timber industry can win no matter what. We're going to talk about that a little bit today. Also, by the way, a stunning story in Breitbart. Alan Dershowitz, the liberal lawyer, as you know, who's been around a long time, he's I believe it's Harvard law professor. He said, you know, he's one of the president's defense team. And of course, you know, he also is voted for Hillary Clinton because he's still a liberal, folks, no matter what. Dershowitz said that George Soros asked Barack Obama to investigate an undisclosed person. Okay. It's all going to come out, apparently, in a lawsuit that has yet to be filed, according to Dershowitz. But even more importantly, he says he has in his possession an FBI 302 form that details, apparently, this conversation. Now, if that's true, that means a couple of things. First of all, somebody leaked a 302 form, which is in and of itself a crime. Shouldn't happen. Shouldn't be. Whether it benefits us on our side or not, it's still a crime. It isn't right. But if this is true, the timing of it has everything to do with, well, maybe this is part of what John Durham is investigating. The whole origins of this soft coup against Donald Trump, the timing of this 302 and whenever this document was written that supposedly details this would lead us to believe that Barack Obama set all of this into motion. Now, look, you know that's the case. I know it's the case because that's how it works. But, well, actually doing something about it on the part of Bill Barr is the real issue here. Now, that might lead us into a discussion of, okay, maybe that's why they're going so hard after Bill Barr now. As you know, over the weekend, Barr said, he laid out the timeline for all of this. Okay, because now you got all these former DOJ people. They're all lefties, pretty much, or never Trumpers. All these DOJ people. All right, Barr should resign. We're going to sign a petition. Barr should resign. He shouldn't interfere. Folks, it happens all the time. But Barr didn't and wasn't influenced in any way by Donald Trump's tweet. And he lays out the timeline when he became aware of it, how it all played out. Trump's tweet didn't happen until after Barr saw the news story and had sent out a notice, okay, this is not what we talked about in my office yesterday. Let's have a little meeting about this. And then the president tweets, all of this is easily provable. Now, if it is true that what Dershowitz says here, then this is another attack on Barr trying to intimidate him. Folks, I don't think it's going to work, and it shouldn't work. I don't think it's going to work because Bill Barr's at the end of his career, by and large. And you know what? I don't think he cares anymore. I think he cares more about the future of this great nation based on the rule of law and holding people accountable. Now, I hope that's the case. I truly do, because you got to remember that Bill Barr is still a creature of the swamp himself. He's been there a long time. But I will tell you this, there are still honorable people in the swamp. There are honorable people in Salem's swamp. Some of them are standing up and doing the right thing, especially when it comes to cap and trade. A lot of this is going to come to fruition soon. We're going to wrap it all in a very nice bow for you as we go along here today. Now, also, something else. Friends, did you watch Grand Marshal Donald Trump taking a lap in the Daytona 500 in the Beast? I got to say, I was just... Only Donald Trump, folks. I know another president has been there before, but, I mean, this is just a brilliant tactical move that personifies everything about Trump. In fact, Fox is showing it right now on NASCAR. The Air Force One did a flyby before Trump landed, and you know the Beast was already there, as along with the Secret Service detail. And there's the president starting, giving the command to start the engines. And the moment he said it, guess what flew over his head? The jets, the Thunderbirds. And then he takes this lap, and all these NASCAR cars are behind him. Folks, this is an incredibly brilliant move. The Breitbart headline is, well, in fact, you can watch it. You can watch Donald Trump do it. It says, NASCAR fans cheer loudly as the Air Force One touches down. He said, POTUS said, Trump said, no matter who wins, God, family, and country matters most. Now, if you criticize Trump for that, how does that make you look? I'm serious, folks. How does it make you look? Because think about this. It isn't just the South that loves NASCAR. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot that do, because that's where it started. It is uniquely American sport. No other country does what NASCAR is. And all the NASCAR racing, I mean, it's big business, folks. It's huge business. But it's the common everyday person. It's not the coastal elites that love NASCAR. In fact, they don't love NASCAR. They look down their throats, their noses. Now, this relates to Bloomberg. In fact, Fox is showing this story right now, how this 2016 video of Michael Bloomberg has emerged, that he belittles farmers and factory jobs. He's an elitist. And then the stories emerged, because they floated this trial balloon, that Michael Bloomberg might choose Hillary Clinton as his running mate. She immediately says no, she's not going to do that, but you can't believe anything the woman says to begin with. But seriously, these are the elites. How much more disconnected can you be from the American people than Hillary Clinton and her deplorables comment being chosen to be Michael Bloomberg? Even the idea that they would float the whole concept just reinforces who Bloomberg is. I do not think, no matter how much money Michael Bloomberg says, or spends rather, running these ads, I don't think that one for one moment this is going to remove any votes from Donald Trump. Oh, there's a lot of hype in the media about this. It ain't going to happen. In fact, Trump said, well, Donald Trump Jr. says Bloomberg wouldn't last 3 seconds with a farmer. Yeah. As a fifth-generation Oregon farmer, I can tell you that's right. Now, conversely, I'm not very good at knowing the financial world in terms of stock trading and that kind of thing. And that's what Bloomberg built his fortune on. And kudos to him for being, you know, being able to build his fortune. Because this great constitutional republic and our way of government, brought to you and defended by Republicans, not Democrats by and large, that allowed Bloomberg to become very successful. That's why the world wants to come here. While we cannot allow the world to come, you know, America has to be special, friends. It has to remain special. And whatever that word is. I'm not very good with words this morning, sorry. Just compare Donald Trump going to NASCAR and saying and doing everything and everything that that embodies, that that says to the world, versus Michael Bloomberg, all of his elitism and choosing possibly a three-time failed presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton, to be his running mate. The elites versus the common people. You know, yeah, the elites may have money, but you got to have votes. I know it's who counts the votes that matters, according to Joseph Stalin, which is exactly why George Soros is spending so much of his fortune to elect Secretary of States across the country. And that's going to play out right here in Oregon. I can guarantee you Kim Thatcher is not going to get any George Soros money. But I guarantee you that whoever the Democrat is that emerges will get George Soros money. Now, the timber deal in Oregon. It is being threatened, according to this Ben Bulletin article, by the fight around cap and trade. Now, Kate at first, when she announced this thing on the 10th, Kate at first says, no, the two are not connected. That's the biggest lie she's ever told. Because you know that it is. This is the culmination of everything that she's been doing since. You know, the moment that she had to cry uncle last session when Republicans walked out and shut this whole thing down, from that moment, believe me, I know a very determined, angry, bitter Kate Brown. And that's who she is. It's just her nature. It's why you never underestimate her. She began scheming how she could stop it from happening again. Now, let me tell you what I think are the real ramifications of this as we move forward. Do that. Come to Political Coffee. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC Talk Line. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. So in a moment, I'm going to share with you, I think, what are the real takeaways from where we are today in this whole business of cap and trade and Republicans walking out and Kate Brown's brilliant, and it is brilliant, folks. Triangulation of Republicans. The story of the Ben Bulletin today really lays this out, and we're going to talk about it. But I want to remind you that, you know, we just had Valentine's Day. By the way, I hope you had a great Valentine's Day. But, you know, that's a special occasion. It's a great occasion to rent a limousine from Diamond Royalty Rides. And I hope that some of you listening to my voice actually did that. They're a great Salem company. But you know what today is? Today's President's Day. And if you're one of them folk that have the day off, you know, banks do, and certainly government does, and if you're one of those folks and you've got the day off, maybe you ought to think about renting a limousine, celebrating the day off from Diamond Royalty Rides. Serious. I mean, what? It's going to be a beautiful day. You know, maybe this is a great day to go drive, you know, maybe do some shopping with your significant other. Maybe you had to work on Valentine's Day and all you could do was just send a card or whatever. This would be your opportunity to go further. Seriously, DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. Check them out, folks. Great Salem company. They can help you make somebody else feel special, no matter who it is. DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. Now, so there, the big takeaways that I get from where we are today. Now, this is all subject to change, okay? But where we are today and my takeaways from it is this. The governor's smart enough to know, and immediately she began having conversations after the session wound down with timber owners, big timber. Now, she did this because she knew she was going to have to triangulate Republicans. Now, nothing is better to do than to, well, do what the story says. Initially, and I'm reading from the story, and by the way, you can see the story if you go to OregonWatchdog.com. About halfway down the story, it says, initially, the forest arrangement seemed like a savvy strategic move by the Democrats in Salem. Timber groups are big financial backers of Oregon Republicans. Surely, GOP legislators wouldn't risk blowing up the agreement with political maneuvering, unquote. Wrong. I continue on. Quote, at the press conference Monday, a reporter asked the governor, does this have any impact on cap and trade? She said no and then paused because she caught herself in a lie. Well, quote, I think it's fair to say we obviously need a quorum to pass this legislation, unquote, Brown said. Now, you go further down through the story, and I quote again from the story here. The governor might insist cap and trade and the forest deal aren't connected, but Senate Minority Leader Herman Bertziger of Grants Pass sees a tie. Initially, we talked about this. He said the historic forest agreement undercut his ability to block the climate bill. A day later, his tone had changed. Republicans aren't beholden to large corporate timber industries, he said. In other words, he's willing to blow up the forest management deal if Republicans, if it means stopping cap and trade. Okay. And he goes on, he's quoted in the story, and other people, including Dallas Hurd, is a young man that I've known for a long time, who's now the state senator from Roseburg and one of the biggest timber companies in the whole state, in the whole world, is Roseburg Lumber. And he said this. He's fighting for the people who drive the log trucks, run the mills, and cut down the trees. That's who he sees as being hurt by the cap and trade proposal. And quote, not big, huge, massive corporate landowners, unquote. All right, so here's where we are. You see, the Republicans' Senate has figured out that the timber industry has no place to go. Yeah, the timber industry threw them under the bus because they did not include them in any of these conversations. Republicans knew it was going on, but they had no idea that a quote-unquote a deal had been struck because they weren't included. Now, that's a big no-no, especially when the people who just saved your bacon a few months earlier, and that was the Republicans who walked out for 9 days, especially when those people you're not including in these conversations. Don't you think they might want to know a little bit about that? You see, the big timber companies, what is probably being promised behind the scenes, and this is one of the takeaways, actually it's one of several, There is probably more to the story here than what you're seeing, because that usually is, folks. I just experienced my years of being in the legislature, the 8 years I spent in the House of Representatives, and now, you know, being involved in politics at a very deep level. I'm telling you, there's more to the story than what you're knowing at this point. Probably it comes out down the road, but my guess is the timber owners are being promised a lot more than what you know about here. And it's not just that they get to, they're going to make a compromise on aerial spraying. That's the part about where the legislature has to amend the Oregon Forest Practices Act. But it's deeper than that. My guess is, in fact, Kate has already had conversations, I know because I have heard this, conversations offering all kinds of things to the big timber owners that would come later down the road. The first piece of the puzzle, however, to keep everybody honest, at least in Kate's eyes, so that she can ram this thing down our throats, the first piece of the puzzle is this piece, bringing together the environmentalists and the big timber companies to have some kind of a deal. And then the next thing that would happen is that somehow magic language would be inserted in a magical amendment that nobody knows who it came from. And I guarantee it came from Kate. That would give these same landowners in the final cap and trade bill that gets passed here at the end of the session special allowances. You don't know about that, but believe me, my guess is that's what's happening behind the scenes. Now, that means some other things, and we'll get into that when we come back. Plus, your phone calls at 6:30 back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 24 minutes to the top of the hour. Great to have you with us as we begin a new week. In a moment, I'm going to share with you a little bit more about the way that I see where we are today with the Timber Unity Movement, with Republicans threatening to walk out, in the triangulation, brilliant triangulation by Kate Brown, to keep Republicans there by going after or creating dissension within not just the Republican ranks, but between their big donors, that's the timber companies, and Republicans who want to walk out for the benefit of their working class folks, forcing Republicans to make a choice. It's brilliant. And let me tell you why it won't work. And I'm going to tell you why the timber companies can still win out of this deal if they have the courage and if they have the, well, they fully understand that they're just grabbing a snake by the tail, and sooner or later that snake's going to bite them. And then we're going to go to the phones. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Or you can send me an email to jeff@1220.am. And I have some good emails to read from over the weekend. I want to remind you that Freedom Heating and Air is a great local company. They've been in business 40 years. You know what? If you have an emergency, like it's cold, and it's going to get colder in the next few days because we're going to not have so much rain, then the nights are going to be cold. If you have a furnace problem, if you have a heat pump problem, they can help you. Go to their website, freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net. You can learn more about them, including how you schedule an appointment, freedomheatingandair.net. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Art. Art, good morning. What say you this fine day?
Good morning, Jeff. I hope you're doing well today.
I am. Thanks.
Good. Happy President's Day. First, let me say that we, the Oregon public, need to come out, come down on Weyerhaeuser and those big timber companies for selling us out, for condoning what Kate Brown and the Democrats always do, and that's work behind closed doors, aren't transparent, and quite frankly, just Weyerhaeuser obviously doesn't care about the general public, because this is more about all of us and just not about big timber. I'm saying this is going to backfire on them, because we need to rise up. We need to call their offices and say, how can you condone working behind closed doors with Kate Brown, who says, oh, I want to be the most transparent government ever, which, as we all know, it's a lie, and this is proof of it. Jeff, they do have a snake by the tail, and that's us. And we know what they're up to, and you know what, Jeff? We're going to bite them. We're going to bite them hard. And Kate Brown, again, is showing her true colors, not transparent. She don't care about us Oregonians. So let's rally and turn around and bite them. Have a great day, Jeff.
Hey, thanks, brother. And you know what? You're right on the money. This is what has to happen. Friends, look, it's up to us. You know, I'm reading a story. I mean, do we have many choices here? Quite frankly, think about it. Do we? But there's a story here, and this came from Dwight, one of our listeners who occasionally calls in. This is an email he sent me. It's a story in the Idaho Statesman newspaper about there's a whole group of Eastern Oregon and Central Oregon residents that are signing a petition to secede to Idaho. Now, you'd have to, I mean, this would be tough to do, but it's not just happening here in Oregon. It's happening in Northern California, Southern Oregon wanting to be part of Northern California, Northern California wanting to secede from the rest of Southern California. But it's happening in West Virginia. Did you see that? Because of all the gun laws that are being proposed in Virginia, which is now the battleground for gun laws. Did you see that? A whole bunch of western side of the state of Virginia want to secede to West Virginia. Okay. That's not a realistic answer. What Art is suggesting is the answer. In fact, it is the only answer. And it is part of this. Well, it's really the focus of this show, not just part of it. It really is what is your opportunity to stand, take a stand, influence people in your world. Now, one of the ways that you do that is to talk about the issues of the day in emotional terms. Fairness. Let's get to the crux of what I want to share with you today. This whole timber unity thing. Republicans are willing to stand and fight for the average person, even if it costs them money from their biggest backers. And those are the timber companies. And see, that's brilliantly what Kate Brown is trying to do here, is to triangulate them, as I have said many times here. Now, that's true. And I said before the bottom of the hour break, I believe that there's more to this story that you're not hearing. If you're just joining us, what I think is going on is not only, look, if you're a timber company, you're making a calculation here. You're just on defense because Democrats control the state, and now the radical left has taken over the Democrat Party. And Kate Brown, who is far more radical than John Kitzhaber was. You know, at least Kitzhaber came from Roseburg, at least partially, and got and understand the importance of the timber industry. No, Kate doesn't care. She's a Minnesota transplant to Oregon. She only cares about Portland and the unions. Now, she knows who butters her bread. She also knows who butters the Republicans' bread. And her only choice to stop them is to try to create a wedge between them, the Republicans, and their major donors. Republicans are taking a stand for the little guy. That's the emotional point you make. They're willing to sacrifice the relationships that they have with their big donors, the timber industry, to stop this deal. I think Kate is offering more than just a respite, and this is the calculation you make as a big timber company. You've got all of these far lefty initiatives out there. You fight these people constantly. Cost you a lot of money. If you could reach some kind of an agreement with them, that's one thing, where you don't have to keep fighting them. You don't have to put a bunch of money out for your initiatives. You don't have to fight their bad initiatives. And that was the deal that was struck here. And all you're giving up is some aerial spraying buffers, widening them. Okay, so that seems like a good deal to you. And if Republicans make that happen in exchange for cap and trade, well, too bad for cap and trade. Too bad for the little people. No. There's more to it. Because that's only part of your calculation. The other part of your calculation is this. The governor is offering you special exemptions or tax credits or whatever. That hasn't come out yet. My guess is that's what's happening. In fact, I heard it was happening last summer when Kate was having discussions with some of these people. So that's where we are. But the timber companies, folks, can still win, even if Republicans walk out and call Kate's bluff. Kate is not going to call them into, she's threatening to do that in this story. So Republicans walk out, shut it down. She's going to call them into special session every day. She may try that, but as they stay out, it ain't going to happen. Now imagine this. Imagine that, say, Kim Thatcher comes back and the state police arrest her while she's out campaigning for Secretary of State. Think about those optics. Republicans will play that all the way to victory in November in the legislative races. Kim Thatcher would play it all the way to victory. Because all that does is imagine, again, the storyline. You've got the elites using the big, heavy hand of the state police of government to arrest the people who are throwing it all on the line for the little people. Now, the timber companies can still win. Let me tell you how they can win. You see, they can say, look, we came to the table. We were willing to give something up here. Yeah, people on our side didn't make it happen, but we were willing to. That blunts the effectiveness of any further initiatives that might go back on the table. Now, here's the thing. It's getting to that point where it's too late to do anything. You're not going to be able to get enough. If you haven't started getting your signatures now, you're not going to have enough by July. I don't care how much money you put in the pot. So they would have to try this again for 2020. Republicans can win with their financial backers by saying, we saved your bacon again. Unless what's happened behind the scenes, these timber companies being offered all kinds of money from Kate, which I think is highly likely. But they can still win. Guys, nice. Public. Back in a moment with even more.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Now, there's another way that the timber companies could win, even if Republicans walk out and shut the session down and stay out. And I'm going to tell you what that is in a moment. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. In a moment, we're going to chat with Brad. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Righteous Renovations is a great Salem-based company that can help you fix whatever might be wrong with your home or your business. Eric Azor is a man of faith and who's willing to put his faith and his reputation on the line because he puts the word righteous in his name of his company. You know what? He follows through. And you'll see that if you go to his website and you read the testimonials. Go to righteousrenovations.com. righteousrenovations.com or call him 503-341-3816. 341-3816. Here's the other way. And Brad, hang on, because I want to make this point because I keep teasing people about it, so I need to follow through. Here's the point. Timber companies can still win with the public, in the terms of public opinion, if they say, look, we tried. And if they do one other thing that would stop and blunt the ability of the wacko environmentalists that want to force us all back into the Stone Age, to blunt their ability to go out and to get initiatives on the ballot. And that's what this is all about, stopping that. They could simply say this, you know what, since we were willing to do this in legislation, we all have agreed amongst ourselves we're going to put the terms of this agreement in place anyway, without legislation. We as an industry have decided we're going to widen our pesticide aerial spraying buffers on our own, even without the law. That's how they win in the court of public opinion. Yeah, they still might have to fight one or not in terms of initiatives brought forward by the wacko environmentalists. They tried. They did their best, and they could put in place the same standards that they're agreeing to right now. This goes a long way, folks. And in fact, they then could spend some of their money pitching that to the people in the forms of advertisement. You know, it's good PR, and it works. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Brad. Brad, good morning. Your thoughts today. Welcome.
Well, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay, I wanted to let you know my wife had a computer on this morning, and there's a big video on the computer where Kate Brown is trying to sell cap and trade to the public. I don't know if you're aware of that, but she's trying to convince us to call our legislatures to get them to vote for the cap and trade deal.
And was this the news conference?
But I just want to make you aware of this video. It has surfaced on the computer, and I recommend everybody to look at it, think long and hard about that cap and trade deal, and tell her no.
So where is it? Where can you find the video?
Well, my wife she's got up on screen. Let me find out what I can find out for information for you. How did you bring up that video, hon? It just happened to come up on the computer. She has the screen on. Top videos to watch.
Interesting.
Facebook.
Oh, it's off Facebook?
It's on Facebook.
Okay. So probably it is, if it isn't her directly, it's an environmental group that's probably paying for that to be an ad on Facebook. And it's smart.
Well,
she
herself has given the speech on Facebook.
Yeah, but who's paying for it?
I don't know. Yeah.
So, I mean, but fair enough. And Brad, thank you for that, because that's what I would expect. Look, she's going to put the full court press, to use an NBA term, on basketball terms. She's going to put the full court press on Republicans, trying to get as many people. In fact, I saw a tweet, Brad, where the environmental community are just really out there on social media trying to get people to call the legislature to pass cap and trade. We can't wait. We only have, well, what is it, 10 years left now before the Earth becomes uninhabitable. What a crock. Everybody knows that's not the truth. Brad, thanks. I appreciate you making us aware of that. You can see it. You can see, by the way, in the story on OregonWatchdog.com today. This is the story I've been talking about here out of the Bend Bulletin. Kate Brown's announcement with Greg Miller, formerly of Weyerhaeuser, and this wacko environmental guy, all saying, hey, this is what we want to do. This was on the 10th. Now, Dave has cap-and-trade rally play times. That was the Timber Unity rally. And he has them. Dave is wonderful for doing this and has for many years. It's part of his life. Videos these great conservative events that happen. And one of them was the Timber Unity rally. It's on CCTV on Comcast. That's local community TV on Comcast. He has an hour and 46 minute on YouTube. Okay. And the times. Let's see. That's channel 23 CCTV. And it starts on the 17th of this month, which is just a few days away. No, wait a second. That's today, isn't it? Yes, today. 3 p.m. And then on the 20th at 7 a.m., 21st at 10 a.m. There's a lot more dates beyond that. And I tell you what, I can probably put this on the podcast show plan. And I will try to do that. I'll be caught up by tonight, and I'll try to get all of these dates up there, and we'll just keep talking about them. And another email here from my friend Anne Marie says, without vigilance, open-eyed and watchful awareness of the behind-the-scenes maneuvering of the Democratic Party, we will not succeed in our efforts. I think simple vigilance in sharing our core principles with those in our sphere of influence will tip the scales in this fight. Anne Marie, I think you're right. I think that's the only way we win out of all of this. You see, here's the truth. The Republicans have made a calculation that whatever they do, the timber companies are not going to start giving money to Democrats who are not only raising their taxes, but ultimately are beholden to the big enviro and want to kill them. Shut them down. Because to them, logging any tree is evil. They're not going to. Where are the big timber companies going to go? Well, we're just not going to give any money. Really? These people keep saving your bacon because they walk out. And they are creating a massive change, a sea change in Oregon's political movement that is going to play out this fall. Timber companies can still win if they say, look, we tried, and oh, by the way, we're putting in place these standards that we think ought to be in law anyway. And there's even more. But be watching this, folks. Republicans have got to call Kate's bluff. Yeah, we're leaving, and you can keep calling us back into session every day. And if you arrest one of us, it's going to hurt the UK and the Democrats in November. It's the end of the show, folks. Thanks for joining us. See you tomorrow.